Well, Neil, in terms of the second half of the season, two big games coming up this week.
Yeah, well, I think games to look forward to, really. I think the second half of the season is. You know, obviously we'd love to get a new face in the next couple of weeks, just to help us, give us that little bit of a lift. We need another striker, I think, now. You know, a lot of good things have happened this first half of the season. You know, people come into the front that probably we never thought about, like young Nathaniel Klein, and I think, you know, John Oster coming into the midfield area has helped. So I'm quite optimistic about the running. You know, and these two games are just like anything else. I'm spicier with you know, Charlton were the best team we played last year away from home, and you know, I know they'll be looking to kickstart their season with that win. But first and foremost, you know, the cup game, and you know, we'd love to be in the hat on the Sunday.
Have you managed to put a Saturday's result against Ipswich behind you?
Well, I think if you look at it realistically, you know, they clinically finished us off, and but I felt, still do, that if the penalty had been given and a man sent off at 2-2 with 25, 30 minutes to go, it would have been a different ball game. So you have to go a little bit further away and look from the outside that really they were very lucky, I think, to come away with that victory. And, you know, as I've said earlier, I think it's going to not just depend on who you're playing, but which referee you get that can define championships this year and promotion and relegation. You know, I watched Preston North End get two penalties on Saturday against Burnley, and I thought both were very controversial. Second one in particular, Paul Taylor gave them both. And he gave a penalty at Bramall Lane against us a couple of weeks early, 88th minute, for a foul that, quite honestly, there must have been 16 fouls like that in the box during the course of the game. So, it, you know, some want to give penalties and some don't. And I think it depends who you get, really.
Some managers don't really seem to be taking the FA Cup too seriously. But do you plan to put your strongest team out?
Or yes, we've said all along that we will do. If we lose, it'll be because Watford are better on the day, or they got another decision like we had against us last week. It's, you know, the Cup's all about a little bit of luck. You know, I think we had a deflection against Leicester, the first goal, which, you know, it took something like that to sort of open that game up, because two sides really cancelled each other out. I don't expect a great game, because I don't think the pitch is in very good state by all accounts up at Watford, with the rugby being on it. So, you know, it's going to be one of those things that you really just want to be in the hat for the next round, and that's the objective this weekend.
This is a competition that you'd like to try and progress as far as possible.
Very much so. I think all managers at some stage, you know, I had a taste of the semi-final in 93, and it was very, very good. It was a great cup run, and we haven't had much luck with the cup draws. You know, we've had two tough away games, but, you know, that's how it is. And in the FA Cup, you don't know who you're going to get.
And the club have accepted a bid from Middlesbrough for Ben Watson, so obviously he won't be playing on Saturday.
Well, he hasn't played for a few weeks, but he's fully fit now, and you know, I'll be sad personally. I think all the lads will be. He's part of the furniture here. Going to be a very exciting player. You know, there's a couple of clubs that's made inquiries and that we've agreed fees with, and obviously Middlesbrough have got the opportunity to speak to him first. I don't know whether you know, he's going to speak to anybody else. But, you know, once we agreed the fee, then other clubs, you know, quite rightly can match the fee and talk to Ben.
But your understanding at the moment is that Ben is, what, up in Middlesbrough?
He
discussing,
is, yeah. That's right.
Terms?
Yes, he is. And you know, like I said, we've had a couple of Premiership clubs. I'm just pleased for Ben, and I'm pleased for the club, especially the chairman, because, you know, we had such a derogatory offer of 500 grand from QPR. And I'm sure that, you know, early on in the season, it was unsettling for Ben with his agent. And, you know, we've got a realistic valuation now. I think £2 million is realistic for somebody of Ben's quality.
And do you envisage being able to spend some of that money on a replacement?
No, not really, no. I think, you know, I've known all along the situation with us. You know, we've got to do the best we can. I mean, you know, I look at my old club spending money left, right and centre, and quite rightly. So we're not in that bracket. So we have to be a little bit fortunate with injuries. We have to hope that the young lads can develop and come through again, and hopefully just bring the one striker in that will give us a bit of a boost for the second half, you know, for the last 18, 19 games.
And what about the situation with Paddy McCarthy? I mean, with him being out for the rest of the season.
Well, no, not quite.
Would you like to get... Not quite.
Not quite, no. Good news yesterday. He went up to see the surgeon yesterday. He's delighted with the operation. And he thinks he could be back into the fray in the middle of March. which is super news for us, really. The operations went far better than he expected, and it's already healing well. So that was a bit of good news yesterday for us.
So you don't envisage getting in a replacement for him?
Well, no, not unless the centre-halves play like they did last Saturday in the first half. Then I'll look to get a centre-half next week if I can.
What about next Tuesday then against Charlton? Big, big game as far as the Palace fans are concerned.
Well, I think it's nice. You know, I think Charlton would swap our position, if I'm honest. I think it's nice to be going there in our situation, if I'm honest. And we'll, you know, make no mistake, we'll want to win the game. You know, we've had some tasty games against Charlton. As I've said last year, I thought they were the best side we'd played at their place. And this year was the first time we'd beaten them in donkey's years. At Selhurst. So, you know, it's an opportunity. Local rivalries like that, it's fantastic, isn't it? You know, they're the games that you come in as a manager. You know, it's the only place that I can go and not be number one hated man. Chairman turns up. I hope he's going.
I mean, the fact that they've been on such a disastrous run, but it is a local derby. Do you think their recent run's going to sort of go out of the window as far as this game's concerned?
Well, I mean, they'll be hoping. Open that, won't they? And quite rightly so. You know, they've got my ex-skipper, Mark Hudson, there as well. So, you know, there's one or two tasty little encounters. You know, he's got to hope they've played better than what they have been. But they have had opportunities the last few games. I think they've been very unlucky a number of games. You know, going back to when Parkes first took over, you know, the Derby County game. How they didn't win that game, I'll never know. And there's been a lot of others where they've played quite well and then just conceded goals. So I don't think there's much in any of the team in any of the, you know, right up to the top, really. I think Charlton could quite easily beat Wolves this Saturday if they were playing them, and likewise anywhere else.
But as far as you're concerned, just looking for the 3 points?
Well, I'm just looking for a cracking game, you know. I mean, Derby's it's not just another game, it's a derby, and what they're all about. That's what it's all about for players and managers and fans.
And the players will be all too well aware just how the rivalry is between the two sets of fans.
I'm sure they will be, yeah. I'm aware, and I'm from Sheffield, so I'm sure the other lads will be.
Okay, Neil, well, thanks very much. Good luck for next week.
Thank you very much.